Blog Talk Radio.
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. Bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. He conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world righting all wrongs. His name, Don Quixote de la Mancha. Hear me now, the bleak and unbearable world, how base and debauched as can be. And the knight, with his banners all bravely unfurled, now hurls down his gauntlet for thee. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go. And the wild winds of fortune shall carry me onward, oh, whithersoever they blow. Whithersoever they blow. And wizards and servants of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last.
The Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Okay, we're going to browse some blogs and we'll take a look at what's going on. And we'll see if we can make your day today. Atheist group calls for booing, blowing raspberries to disrupt a prayer. Isn't that wonderful? Communists are taking over. You're living in a communist country. You don't know it yet because there's no Russian troops on your doorstep. But you are now in a communist country. Everything is going towards the communist influence. They're in the schools. They're in the churches. They're everywhere. So that's one thing. Let's see what else we got. Al Gore have causing children to have nightmares over global warming. Oh, yeah, there's a couple of blogs here, but I don't like what I see. No checks for oil. Republican establishment bails out big business in $85 billion tax break. Indie film about Gosnell. Oh, yeah, they made their money. They were looking for $2,100,000, and they hit it today. So they're going to make a movie about the Democrat Party's titular head, Kermit Gosnell. He is their patron saint, the patron saint of the Democrat Party. Let's see. Oh, there's pro-life news. Would you like to get some pro-life news? Gosnell movie raises 2.1, I just told you. Pro-life hosts react to HGTV canceling show. If our first faith cost us the show, so be it. Yes, we are living in the Communist Party world, and the Democrat Party is the Communist Party. They kicked God off the party platform at the last convention. It's the party of no God. It's the party of taxable marijuana, and it's the party of child murder. And if you want to call yourself a Democrat, you go right ahead. But I call you communist because you're anti-American. And it's also the party of flag burning, just in case you didn't know that. And if you go to YouTube, you will see, go to Flag Burners of Record. And the last vote that didn't pass, so it got shelved, and the names of the people who voted to burn the flag was concealed. Yeah, but I happened to get it before it disappeared. So you go to YouTube, Flag Burners of Record, and you'll see the head Democrat there, Senator Byrd from Virginia, the flag burner and the barn burner, and the last Kliegel of the Ku Klux Klan and head of the Democrat Party. He's the moral head. Unbelievable, man. Okay, so we're not going to dwell too much on child murder. Abortion is murder. That's another one on YouTube. I don't know if you got the stomach for it, but if you can watch all the chop-em-ups that the media gives you on TV, you should get a look at what the results of abortion really are. You know, that girl that said she was glad she had an abortion and she filmed it and everything, but she never let you see what was in the bucket. She never showed you what was in the bucket. You know, you look in a bucket when a guy's fishing, there's bait in there. In an abortion clinic, there's a little baby in there, in pieces. Oh, we don't want to talk about that. We want to look the other way. Oh, yeah, they did that too in Birkenau. In the little village of Birkenau, Auschwitz, they looked the other way. They did it in Rwanda. Bill Clinton looked the other way when 800,000 Rwandans got chopped to pieces, hacked to death. They said, well, it's not genocide because it's not a million, so why should we get involved? But what happened today? We're going to go rescue 300 kidnapped Nigerian girls. And I hear that Angela Jolie has just adopted all of Nigeria, and that she's bringing them back to the States. Check out, IRS agrees to turn over Lois Lerner's emails. You want to read about that? Let's see. I don't believe the IRS is going to turn them all over. They're going to have a tape erasure. Yeah, let's see. Lois Lerner, she looks like she's protected all the way to the top. But she also looks like she might be keeping a bottle handy by the end table, by the night table. IRS officials have agreed to turn over all emails belonging to former head of tax-exempt groups, Lois Lerner, as the congressional probe into improper targeting of conservative groups by the agency gets deeper. Earlier this year, Republicans and Democrats in the House voted to hold Lerner in contempt after her repeated refusal to testify in front of Congress. Lerner has given closed-door testimony to the Department of Justice. that's like what? What's that like? How do you compare that? Oh, listen, I'm giving this closed-door testimony. You don't have to say anything, honey. We got you covered. It came from the top. We'll just tell everybody you gave us some closed-door testimony. But in public, she pleads the fifth. Yeah, she's going to get 10 to 20. Yeah, if Trey Gowdy has his way, she'll get 10 to 20. And Hillary Clinton will get 15 to 35. Yeah. CNN exposes Democrat vote record. CNN. Oh, this is this guy Pryor, Mark Pryor. He's got like a 10-point lead over Tom Cotton, Republican Tom Cotton. I wonder if that was the Cotton that stood up in the Congress today and denounced the Democrats. Oh, man, if it is, man, I hope he gets the job. Yeah, it is him. You know why? Because a Pryor came out and denounced the guys with military records using it to win a seat. And Pryor has no military record. He fought with the Democrat Coward Division. Yeah. Unbelievable. A whole party. A whole party. The only one that got in the party that served in Nam was John Kerry, and he was on the VC side. Unbelievable, man, what we're sending. You know, it's like we're inviting Jack the Ripper into our house to meet the kids. It is really sad. Here's breaking news. Utah turns the tables and takes land from the feds. Utah is the only state that has a firing squad. Didn't you know that? That's how they get rid of everybody. Yeah, that's how they deal. They don't have to worry about who the antibiotic maker was. Yeah, lethal injection manufacturer and what's in it. What do you think is in it? Yeah, nah. You know what's in it, in their concoction? Lead. You get a little lead, that's all. Then get the lead out. So what happened here? Oh, and by the way, the feds are getting ready to go after everybody that stood up for Clive Bundy. They're investigating now who was there, getting their names, doing the background check, and they're going to go after every American that stood up for freedom. And now you know why your country is communist. The IRS is under control of the commissars. The FBI is under control of the commissars. The EPA is under control of the commissars. And pretty soon they're going to call themselves commissars. They already, when Obama came in, he brought in 25 czars. Illegal czars from the Soviet Union. With the Clive and Bundy story still fresh on the minds of many Americans, it's a shock to see a state government turn the tides on the communist federal government by passing legislation that demands it hand over control of 30 million acres of land. It becomes commonplace to see news stories of the opposite phenomenon. As the federal government, working through the Bureau of Land Management, has time and again trampled on the private property rights of its citizens. There used to be 51 ranches where Clive Bundy now stands alone. And Harry Reid was making dirty money, allegedly, in cattle rustling. And he was hiding the cattle in Box Canyon, and he was changing the brand to DNC, the Democrat National Committee. It also stands for dilatation and curatage, which is abortion. The DNC. definitely new communists. This is not the case in Utah. Utah Governor Gary Herbert signed a bill earlier this year that strips massive acreage of land from the overreaching hands of the federal government to help build the state's economy and resources. Of course, not everyone seems to be happy about the land going back to the hands of its rightful owners. A nonprofit organization known as the Utah Dine Piqueya have been asking Congress to take a specific 1.9 million acre piece of land and make it a conservation area, since it has cultural significance to the Navajo Nation. Oh, man. You talk about reparations. Wait till the Indians show up and want their land back. Apparently, the government has been shuffling its feet and moving a little too slowly for the group, who is now trying to bypass Congress and appeal to President Obama bin Laden directly. William Grayeyes, a member of the nonprofit, is frustrated by the lack of action taken by Utah in Congress. The Utah delegates are only fumbling the ball. They aren't really tracking it, Grayeyes says. The Navajo Nation are not the only ones who are discussing options for how the land should be used. Meetings have been held by public officials discussing plans and initiatives with different projects the land could be used for. A nonprofit organization known as the Utah Dine Piqueya have been asking Congress to take a specific 1.9 million acre piece of land and make it a conservation area. So we said that already. Okay. So that's the story there. Utah's making a land grab. They're taking it back from the mafia. The mafia is your government in Washington, D.C., that have opened treasury chests and lobbying groups go in and contribute to bribery every day, allegedly. Everything is alleged. Everything I say is alleged. So if you think I'm creating slander, it's only alleged. Why are Dems more outraged about Nigeria than Benghazi? Laura Ingraham asked that question today. And they're calling for Obama's impeachment. That's nice. That'll bring us all together. Well, I'm for it. I got to tell you, I'm for it. I don't think we can afford this guy 3 more years. He has done so much damage already. He has done so much damage already. Okay, so what are we going to do? Are we going to give you a tune? Would you like a tune? You want a tune? You want a French tune?
Choisir ma mort aussi. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir un jour de pluie et d'autres en plein soleil. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir seuls dans un lit, tranquille dans leur sommeil. Moi je vais mourir sur le traîneau devant les projecteurs. Oui,
conversation, j'ai toujours mon petit jardin secret qui est en moi, et c'est très bien comme ça d'ailleurs.
Okay, we're back, and Laura Ingraham had a blog, and she said, why are the Dems more outraged about Nigeria than Benghazi? Fox News substitute, O'Reilly Factor host Laura Ingraham castigated Democrats for their selective outrage about Nigeria and Benghazi Thursday evening. Oh, she got him right between the eyes. Ingram called out former Secretary of State Hillary Benghazi Clinton for decrying the terror organization Boko Haram for kidnapping the young girls after resisting labeling the group a terrorist organization during her reign at the State Department. The FNC host also singled out Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, a Democrat of Texas, that's communist of Texas, and you know what? She's listed as a member of the Socialist Party on their website. She's one of 70 communists in the Congress. And when Alan West mentioned the 70, he was muzzled. He was told not to mention it again because he never mentioned it after. For demanding the U.S. use all, that's politics, and it affects everybody, demanding the U.S. use all resources to bring terrorist thugs to justice, why doesn't Sheila go? She could negotiate with them. Yeah. And get sold for $12. Yeah. Modern day patriots, we stand shoulder to shoulder with our forefathers in Lexington and Concord. Massachusetts sold them all out. Massachusetts is a sellout state. I'm sorry, man. If I had a map, you know, they show the red and the blue, I'd show hammer and sickles. And the whole New England area would have a hammer and sickle on it. Every state would have a hammer and sickle. You would think a state like Rhode Island wouldn't be a hammer and sickle bill, but it is. They're all. Massachusetts is a disgrace. I got a feeling Paul Revere came out of the grave and moved. And you got to be careful because, you know what? The communists have taken over Virginia. Virginia is now in the communist camp. I hate to say it, man, but look who they elected as governor, Terry McAuliffe, who bought the house in Chappaquiddick for the Clintons. He was their bag man. They had a lot of bag men. Jesse, go down to Wall Street and tell them that they're not hiring enough Democrats. Jesse, take the big bag. Where was that a powerful drumbeat for justice when those slaughtered Americans were slaughtered in Benghazi? Have they ever demanded that we use all our resources to get the bottom of what happened that night? 1,007 miles from Aviano Air Force Base, according, I think, to ex-Air Force pilot now serving in Congress. He said that we could have been there. How long does it take? A plane flying at Mach 2. How long does it take? Half hour? 45 minutes? An hour? That could have been over there and given those guys some hope and maybe scared off the terrorists thinking that the napalm was coming next? Yeah, no. Nobody went. The phone went dead. They hung up on them. Hello, listen, we're trapped over here. We're trapped. We're up on the rooftop. How soon before we can get some help? Hello? Hello? I know you're there, you bastards. I know you're listening. And that's how that ended. Where was that powerful drumbeat for justice when Americans were being slaughtered in Benghazi? Have they ever demanded that we use all our resources to get to the bottom of what happened that night? We don't have one person in custody for those murders. 2 weeks later, they sent the FBI there. A CNN reporter had more documentation the day after than the FBI came home with. It is a disgrace. It is a real disgrace. And we got to get to the bottom of it because there's a lot of dirty deeds. The Turkish ambassador left 1 hour before Chris Stevens was dragged through the streets. And according to people that know body language, he was still alive when they were carrying him. And by the guy with the cell phone in his mouth, you remember that classic picture? the guy with the cell phone in his mouth. And whose cell phone was that? Was that his cell phone or Chris Stevens' cell phone? Memorial Day is coming. And don't forget we have troops on the front. Yes. And you know what? I got to tell you, man. I don't know how they do it. They're getting their salaries cut. They may close the commissaries. Their wives are working in the commissary, so they're going to lose a paycheck, and they're going to pay 30% more for their food. And that's how bad the Democrats want to destroy the U.S. military. They believe if we don't have a military, the world will love us and we'll have peace. You know what George Washington, the number one president, said? In times of peace, prepare for war. That's foresight unto this day. So this is Move America Forward. This is an outfit that sends all kinds of goodies to the troops. MoveAmericaForward.org. Memorial Day is coming fast. For 146 years, the last Monday in May is set aside to remember our fallen heroes who died so that nobody would burn our flag, who gave their lives for our country. This year, the important military holiday falls on Monday, May the 26th. Americans all over the world will observe and reflect on military men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. American flags worldwide will be flown at half-mast in the morning to honor the fallen, then raised completely for the rest of the day to remember all the veterans who are still with us. Oh, man, this gets me. They got a picture. You know what I got a picture of? And I see this picture all the time. Boy Scouts putting small American flags on gravestones. God bless the Boy Scouts and keep them pure. Don't affect them. Don't infect them with dirty diseases. A brief history. Memorial Day, as we know it today, began as Decoration Day. I remember my mother calling it Decoration Day. A post-Civil War tradition of decorating the graves of fallen Union and Confederate flags. On May the 5th, 1868, Decoration Day was declared as May 30th to place flowers on the grave sites. There was a large observance held that year at Arlington National Cemetery. And I was reading about George Washington's inauguration, and, you know, the capital of the United States was New York City at that time. So he was inaugurated up here in New York. And after he was sworn in, you know where the first place he went was? Him and the Congress? They went to a church and said a prayer. And you got communists telling you that it's offensive to say a prayer because you might offend the Soviet Union. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. You have no idea. I would say 70% of the nation doesn't know what's going on. Okay, here we go. More flags, more crosses, and more mezuzahs. Can we get rid of all the anti-Christian show people? Every time somebody says something anti-Christian, can't we call for their job? What blackout? My TV's not working. Let me try to no radio. You mean they're all gone? There's nobody left? Now all the experts come in. Every talk show host gives his version of what is good. My God, when will it end? Is communism a religion? Why did the Democrats throw God out at the last convention? Is weed communion? Is abortion a sacred ritual and blood sacrifice? What is the difference between a Democrat baby chop shop and an Aztec temple? Now the communist cucumber schools are sacrificing virgins, calling it education. No God, no country, only hell awaits us, delivering ourselves into the hands of our enemies. It's time to flock to the Spirit of America Party radio show. The only one that'll be left when the arrests begin. and be saved. More flags, more crosses, and more mezuzahs. And you know what? Even if you're not the Jewish, you should have a mezuzah on the door well, the door sill, you know, because when the angel of death comes, he'll pass you over. I don't believe in that. It's easy for you to say. Nobody ever knocked on your door. Wait till you get your knock. Funny, man. Let's see what else we got. Update on campaign to defeat Al Franken. You want to know about that? Al Franken is a rat. He got elected. He became a rat. He's got about $20 million in war chest money. FEC records and press reports confirmed that Democrat Al Franken is launching a $146,000 TV ad buy in his bid to secure re-election to the U.S. Senate. Friends, we must defeat Franken. As a leader in the Minnesota legislature, Ortman helped balance Minnesota's $6 billion deficit. Everybody's got a deficit. These government agencies got more money. They can't spend it as fast as they can steal it. Yeah, you see, Jesse Jackson Jr. is in jail. He's getting $8,750 a month a disability. Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. About those unemployment numbers, you want to know about those? The recent data on... They got a picture of the North Korean flag. Yeah, I hope it ain't going to be flying over here anytime soon. The recent data, you know what? You heard the report that Americans that are coming into the workforce are very lazy. Did you hear that? You think that when they have to go into the armed forces, they'll be lazy too? Huh? Well, we don't want to go to the battle today. Yeah, I'm laughing, man, but you know what? I've seen America on the run before, and it's not pretty. You want to visualize America on the run? The big cloud that chased everybody downtown New York on 9/11 when the Clinton Towers came down. The recent data on unemployment shows that despite an unprecedented federal intervention in the economy, the jobs just aren't coming back. The number of women not in the labor force has risen to an all-time high. There was a loss of jobs in the 25 to 54 age group. And in 20% of American families, no one works. That's right. And you get outfits like Google that are worth billions, but they don't need that many people to run the show. Despite what you may have heard, the huge numbers of people dropping out of the labor force can't be attributed to retiring baby boomers. And with all this, the employment rate went down in April. That's a real statistical trick. Or maybe we should call it a lie. Unbelievable. Now, here's a guy that does a lot of damage, and they're saying his name is John Conyers. He wanted to impeach Dick Cheney. And John Conyers is also a member of the Socialist Party. If you go to their website, he is one of 70 congressmen that is a communist and is praised as being one. The aging liberal congressman from Detroit, who has been in office since 1964, one term per termite, friends, when they're in this, they're deeply rooted, man. They're going to kill the tree of freedom. One term per termite, that's it, no matter how good you are, may have to run a writing campaign this November after problems with his nominating petition surfaced. On Friday, Wayne County Clerk Kathy Garrett told local media two people helping the communist Conyers campaign weren't registered voters at the time they collected signatures to put Mr. Conyers on the ballot. That development means the congressman at this point will not have enough signatures, Ms. Garrett was quoted by the Detroit News as saying. Both the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press, there's nothing free in Detroit. There's nobody free in Detroit, said Mrs. Garrett was basing her information on a letter Wednesday from Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey, saying that the two people who collected signatures were legally registered to vote as of April the 28th, Mr. Conyers turned in his signatures on April the 18th. And he has a birth certificate. He was born in Hawaii. Yeah. Yeah. We fully expect that Conyers will find a way to be in the November ballot with the help of his communist friends. He'll be there. But we also have to laugh that he's been forced to a write-in campaign. The sad state of the news media, the communist news media. Don't be afraid to say communist. Former CBS News reporter Cheryl Atkinson has a few things to say about the press and its increasingly lackadaisical attitude towards covering stories that appear controversial, like the Benghazi attack and the Justice Department's fast and furious gun-running scheme. Did you see the article, the documentary? There's 1,200,000 gang members in the United States. That's a pretty big army, isn't it? 1,200,000? Yeah, and all the MS-13 boys, they're all here illegally. All those guys with the numbers on their necks. Watch the video at this link where she lays out how the press is letting the public down and how the government is actively working to keep news stories under wraps. This is just like Hitler's Germany or Stalin's Russia. And we should concentrate more on Stalin's Russia than Hitler's Germany, because Hitler's Germany died in 1945. But Stalin's Russia is alive in 2014. As one whistleblower put it to me, things have never been worse for people who try to speak the truth inside the government about illegalities and wrongdoing. Nobody has jeopardized their salary. They need the job. They're going to keep their mouth shut. And the evildoers will reign supreme. In their view, and I tend to agree, every administration is more clamped down and closed than the one before it. And the next one starts at the finishing point. It's very hard to make it go backwards. There are rules being implemented now against journalists and the type of work that we do that I think will be very hard to unwind. Is the government snooping on your retirement account? Yes, but it's for your protection, of course. I was really surprised many years ago, I would say it was about 15 years ago, maybe more. We vacationed in Maryland, and I happened to have Ocean City, and I happened to go to a bank that had recently went bankrupt. I was talking to the teller, and she said, "Yeah, we went bankrupt, and we're now, you know, we're in reorganization." And I says, "Well, at least your accounts got paid off because you're FDIC insured." She said, "Oh yeah, but you know what? They don't get all their money back. They get it in installments, and a federal judge determines how much they can get on a monthly basis. So they may get paid, they may get their account, if they had $100,000 in there, they may get it over 20 years. How's that? Huh? You didn't know that, right? Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not 20 years. Maybe it's 10. Maybe it's 5, but it ain't tomorrow. You know, you put your money in there and you go and say, "I'm here for my money." And they say, "Well, you can only have $10 today." Yeah. And that's why the government likes the IRAs, because they got their hands on them. They can seize them at any time. I still remember Saddam Hussein. He had the keys to the bank. And when he was about to go on the lam, he sent Uday and Qusay down to the bank to get him $1,000,000. And they had the keys to the bank. They just come out with $1,000,000. Yep, it must be nice when you're a dictator, huh? And you did it all for the people, like Fidel Castro. Worth $670 million. Yeah, and he gets a lot of money, gets a lot of tips and drug money. Yeah, but he liberated Cuba for the Cuban people, so they're all equal now. They all beg for the same piece of fruit. White House aide linked to Al-Qaeda funder. Oh, who could that aide be? Let me guess. Yeah, doesn't it first name start with a U? Let's see what it says. Oh, they make the screen so small I have to enlarge them. Oh, no, it's a guy. Obama has probably made a personal donation. He is the recruiter of the decade. Check this out. There's a troubling common thread that links Hillary Clinton's former chief of staff to the current special assistant to the National Security Council chief of staff of the military's Islamic chaplain program. I just saw a girl who returned to a video of a girl who returned to her hometown in England, and there was a Muslim demonstration there, and they were calling for the overthrow of the government. They were calling for, and they said to her, everybody was wearing a burqa. All the women were wearing burqas. All the men were wearing evil looks. Yeah, mean looks. And they were laughing at this girl in a red dress, and one Muslim woman said, who are you trying to seduce today? And she said, why? Because I'm dressed like this? And she said, yes, you should be covered up. Yeah. England is gone, man. England is gone. I think the only guys left that keep up the front are the guys in the parliament. Outside in the world, it's all Muslim. You'll see the Queen of England in a burqa in about another 5 years. Yeah, so the Queen cannot come to the balcony anymore. The thread is now more radical than the Muslim Brotherhood. It is the Muslim World League, a group accused of financing Al-Qaeda fronts. The organization's offshoots, my friends, drill for oil, get the oil, get gasoline. You'll be able to pay 11 cents a gallon if we get all the gas out of the ground. 22 cents maybe maximum. We found a newspaper today from 1964, the death of JFK. You ought to see the prices for the food. There wasn't anything over a dollar. Yeah. Oranges, I think, were like 8 for 57 cents. Oh, man. They show brand new cars, all American cars, no foreign cars. Beautiful 64 Lincoln with the suicide doors. It was probably like, I'm guessing, $3,500. And you could probably get a Chevy Caprice for $2,000. The thread is more radical than the Muslim Brotherhood. It is the Muslim World League. The organization's offshoots have been declared official terrorist organizations by both the State Department and the UN. I don't trust the UN at all. The least we have to do with the UN, the less we have to do with the UN, the better off we will be. Now, the UN was supposed to send troops to get those girls. But you see who's doing it, right? You see who's doing it, and Obama's doing it all wrong. I guarantee he's doing it all wrong. And God help those guys if they don't have a backup. Yet despite the troubling facts, and if Boko Haram gets one of those Americans, you know he's going to be on TV getting his head cut off. Yeah, it'll be blacked out in this country. You'll only be able to see it on the internet until somebody finds out you got a computer. That's coming next. Do you know that when Saddam Hussein went into Kuwait, do you know what the punishment was for having a fax machine? Death. Death. Every Kuwaiti I met at the first business get-together, they didn't even have business cards. They had nothing. And it was a death penalty if you had a fax machine. I saw a building. It had more holes in it. I said, my God, all the artillery rounds that must have went into that building. Somebody said, no, those are missing air conditioners. He had taken all the air conditioners, took all the cars, took everything. Took Kuwaiti women to the Kuwait Zoo to be raped by mothers and daughters, to be raped together by incoming Iraqi troops at the Kuwait Zoo. And the only thing they showed you here about the Kuwait Zoo were the Iraqis killing the animals, because that was inhuman. But to rape mothers and daughters didn't warrant any political attention. Yet, despite the troubling facts, Muslim World League-linked individuals have been in key national security positions and are currently helping to run the military's chaplain program. The case of Mehdi Al-Hassani, special assistant to the Office of the Chief of Staff of the National Security Council, drew attention last week in the blogosphere after former PLO operative Walid Shubat. And this guy, he has a lot of good information, and I get his newsletter every night. And, man, you wouldn't believe the crap that's going on. Reported on al-Hassani's ties to Muslim Brotherhood-linked groups. Al-Hassani's name emerged in an administration email made public last week as part of Judicial Watch lawsuit. Thank God for Judicial Watch. The email was sent 3 days after September 11, 2012, the Benghazi attack, to al-Hassani and other officials from Ben Rhodes, Obama's deputy national security advisor for strategic communication. You want to hear more? Got to go to WorldNet Daily. Let's see if we can get there. Pop-up blocked. I have no idea what that means. Let me see here. Okay. Looks like we're coming. We're going to go back. Nope, can't go back. We're going to go to a tune. Ooh. Here's one we're going to play. I will always pay tribute to the Southerners who fought in the Confederacy. They were our brothers. We had a difference of opinion. They stood and fought for what they believed in. For that, I admire them. Slavery is a separate issue. The stars and the bars represents the states that seceded from the Union, and not every Southerner owned slaves. Many a boy without shoes died for his little piece of land in the Southland. And for communists to play the race card on a war that they never fought in is a disgrace. And the real goal is not the stars and the bars. The real goal is the stars and the stripes. The stars and the bars is just a little training. But the real goal that they want to strike is the colors of the United States. And you don't believe that, and that's why you're going to the camp.
Now we're all American. Come on, I'm the Korean of the 20th. fighting mess. We'll not be back this way again, cause we're all going down to Dixieland.
There is a website, I think it's called, you'd have to Google it and use words like campaign contributions, search for campaign contribution amounts, and there is a service that tells you which congressman gets what, which senator gets what. And I found him, and I was totally, that's why I mentioned that Al Franken, he got $20 million in champagne contributions. I think most of his come from Hollywood. But the one that surprised me was John Kerry. And you know why I was surprised by John Kerry's champagne contributions? And I think they were around in the $20 million category also. His biggest this service will tell you who the biggest contributors are. And John Kerry's biggest contributor, you know who it was? You ready for this? You're going to die. Bain Capital. That's Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was donating to John Kerry. Well, Mitt's not with Bain Capital anymore. He thinks somebody at Bain said, hey, John, we're going to donate to John Kerry. Hey, Mitt, we're going to donate to John Kerry. Is it all right with you? Sure. So Romney's now calling for a minimum wage increase. I'm all for a minimum wage increase. I see too many people that are working for starvation wages. And when you could buy a loaf of bread and a dozen eggs and 5 pounds of potatoes for a dollar, you know that and with the price of food going up like crazy, man. And the reason it's going up, the environmentalists are raising the prices. You see, Obama is taking care of the cost of high energy and gasoline. And the environmentalists, they're getting you on the food end. And they're all communists. Don't be afraid to say the word communist. The sooner that you realize that you're dealing with communists, the sooner you'll be able to fight on a level playing field. You can't fight. You can't debate a guy that wants to cut your throat. So Romney's calling for a minimum wage increase. I love it when millionaires call for a minimum wage increase. But anyway, the sad thing about a minimum wage increase is that the business owner who has to shell out the cold cash is treated as the enemy and looked down upon. And the president of the United States, who now is going to benefit from whirlwind profits on new taxes, okay, because when the minimum wage goes up from 7 to 10, maybe the $10 an hour guy isn't paying taxes. But when it goes from the $10 guy goes to $13, well, maybe he doesn't pay taxes, but the 13, it goes to 16. Maybe he does, and maybe the 16 to 19 goes into another tax bracket. But who wins? The government. Who gets credit for the raise? The government. And what did the government do? Nothing. And who's got to pay the bill? The employer, who now has to figure out how to do more with less. And what do you think he's going to do? He's going to opt out of health care and tell you to go and find an exchange. And he's going to lay people off. And that's how that's done. So, but just remember, it's the employer that's paying the bill, not the government. So don't be thanking the government for the raise. Obama urges wrong-headed American to trust government more. Dem dissent. There's a token Dem on the Benghazi panel. They're going to have one guy on the Benghazi panel. whatever they do, it's okay, because that panel's going to be full, and they're going to be asking questions. And better that there's less blockers on there. Representative Rosa DeLauro, a Democrat from Connecticut, sent a letter to Democrats meeting on Friday to discuss how to respond to the committee approved Thursday by the GOP-led House in a vote largely on party lines. DeLauro co-chairs the Democrat steering policy, steering us right into hell, which creates committee assignments, told her colleagues that boycotting the panel would leave our caucus with no voice to engage in committee proceedings. Well, they can't do that because they're going to have, I guarantee you, the first Democrat they name is going to be Cummings, Elijah Cummings. He is going to be there. He is going to be there to make speeches about racism. Yeah. Those guys were all white that died up there. They deserve to die up there. They were probably racists. Yeah, unbelievable, man. We're a divided country, splinter groups. We're just splinter groups wandering in the desert. Obama, Democrats will absolutely win back the House. Obama is all tweet, no action on kidnapped Nigerian girls. Let me see what that says. I'll take a swig of this alcoholic beverage. It's sangria. Without the fruits. No fruits allowed in my sangria. It's not opening up. Come on, guys. Here we go. We say no to our daughter's abduction. This one seems like an easy case to solve. Nigerian girls inspire international action, reads the headline. But it's only American troops that are going. And the Brits may send somebody. But they may have no choice. Because Boko Haram runs the parliament. President Barack Obama and phone calls from John Kerry. The plight also inspired Secretary Hillary Clinton to take action. Oh, Hillary, why don't you lead the group? Yeah, you know, practice your 3 a.m. phone call. Sorry, the buck stops with my receptionist. The kidnappings are a horrible thing. I cannot imagine what the girls and families are going through, and my sincere prayers go out to them. But as horrible as this is, it is nothing new. Muslims in Africa have been kidnapping and selling Africans into slavery for centuries. If you ever want to see something, go to Muslim slaves from Africa images, and don't be shocked at what you see, because it'll blow your mind. And that's when I saw one photo that stays in my mind to this day. It was like African males, maybe about 10 abreast, neck rings, and a log that went through the neck rings. And they're row after row after row, and they're being marched over the Nafud, the desert. And they're being herded by Arabs on camels with whips. And I said to myself, if every African-American could see this picture, they wouldn't be so quick to take the name of Abdullah or Khalid. They wouldn't be so quick. They'd go back to the church of their great-grandmothers and sing a little gospel. Given that background, his being raised as a Muslim in Indonesia, Muslims in Africa have been kidnapping and selling Africans into slavery. That's how it goes. The white guys didn't go in the jungle looking for these guys. They bought them at the beach. If Obama Sr. was indeed Obama's sperm donor, then Obama ancestral tribe is that of slave trading African-American Arabs, Muslims. giving that background, his being raised as a Muslim in Indonesia, and the ring on his left finger symbolizing the first column of Islam, it comes as no surprise that Obama is doing the minimum required to appear. He is doing something to save young black Christian girls. I thought I saw a cross on the top of that building that got demolished. But you know what? Like the camera hit it, and then the camera hit it. You know, you didn't see it. They didn't go back up for a second shot. The war against Christians, against Judeo-Christian traditions, and against Israel have all flourished on Obama's watch. Every action he takes is one that enables radical Islamists. I got to tell you, I think that word radical should be eliminated. I don't buy the radical story. It's just how enthusiastic you are. Let's call them enthusiastic Islamists. And the ones that mean no harm, they're less enthusiastic. Action on America's end really is impossible. Nigeria would have to take the lead on such an action. But their president, Good Luck Jonathan, has shown himself to be an absolute bonehead. That hat he's wearing, I seen that on mafia guys on Fordham Road in the 60s. The most that the American government can do is to raise awareness. Before one says designate Boko Haram as a terrorist organization, to do so you have to say that the other side is a good guy. But given the Nigerian government's absolute ineptitude, there may not be a good guy behind whom to throw support. That makes sense. But you know what? Nigeria is the home of all the internet scams. You know, this is General so-and-so. If you send me a check, I have $10 million waiting for you. That's all out of Nigeria. And all of those scams also are traced to Nigerians in the United States. And this guy says the puss in chief couldn't care less about those Christian girls or their Christian families. What Muslim would? Democrats are so funny. Mushel held up a sign looking pitiful, asking for help, not prayer. And Lurch Kerry called on the kidnappers to make sure the girls got their free medical care. Why should the Muslim in the White House care? That's it. That's what they're saying. The Muslim have corrupted the world. They have spawned to a point where they now control the destiny of countries. Foolish European countries have allowed themselves to become Islamicized to the point of extinction. If they do not bend to the will of the Muzzle and the leftists will burn them down. I call them Muzzleins, M-U-Z-Z-L-E space I-N-S, because they muzzle you and they muzzle in. Such a foolish world that knows there can never be peace with Islam, and yet they give Islam all they ask. Obama knows that this abduction is a new way to find homes for the oppressed children. Yeah, he hits them with the drone once in a while just for show. You know where his heart is. The UN nowhere to be found. The UN sucks. They ought to tell those savages over there that they have 24 hours. Everybody wants to give the 24-hour notice. If they refuse, then you start bombing them into non-existence. Oh, my friends, we all talk tough, but we're kind of weak, I'm afraid. You know, the most feared man is the man who doesn't brag about how tough he is. He knows how tough he is. He doesn't have to tell anybody. Good, we do not need involvement. We have wasted enough of these situations with corrupt and greedy governments using us to bail them out. As far as I'm concerned, Obama played a major role riling up these savages by running around to these African countries trying to convince these leaders to accept homosexuality and same-sex marriage. Kerry is now taking on the role while condemning those who pay attention to something written about 2,000 years ago. Not Obama's fault. Africa needs competent government. Oh, this is interesting. Obama did not make Good Luck Jonathan wait 18 days before considering a rescue mission. Yes, Obama immediately offered a rescue mission. He was right there. But Hello, listen, we're trapped on a rooftop in Benghazi. We've laser painted the mortar platoon that's setting up. All the plane has to do is come in and take out the laser. Hello? Hello? I know you're there, you bastards. I know you're listening and you're watching. They really are a primitive culture. The Beslan school attack had more victims, but there was an immediate Russian response. No, there wasn't an immediate Russian response. The Russians were late to the game also. As a matter of fact, the people in Beslan begged the Russians to give them guns. They would go in and do it themselves. It was Obama's fault to try and impose his will on other countries that don't believe in homosexuality or same-sex marriage. He's now getting Kerry to do the same by proclaiming that these people who happen to be Christians should not adhere to a 2,000-year-old text, which just happens to be the Bible. Inadvertently, this kind of persuasion is in another government's social affairs could have riled up an already savage band of terrorists who believed that these girls were too westernized. Absolutely, by telling the global truth. You can't have it both ways. Arabs are either good or bad. Muslims are either good or bad. What are they? Well, it's only a handful. Man, that handful, you know what the Arabs have a saying about a handful. You know what the saying is? The fingers are different, but the hand is the same. Absolutely, by telling the global people these people are in slavery. Why doesn't Obama and Kerry tell the truth? These girls were kidnapped, or they are maybe in bondage, or this is another new movie. What happened to the producer who flew his private plane to find a missing Malaysian plane to make a movie? You just cannot believe any Democrats. I cannot understand how Democrats can stoop as low as they do. They have no God, they have no country. They only have themselves. As they do, they just keep cashing in on the middle class. Now, here's a guy that makes sense, because he knows what they're doing. His name is Zhang. And what are they sending? Some FBI hostage negotiators, military advisors? No troops are mentioned to have been sent, and some drones, which, of course, will result in a cluster, one of those things, you know. What is needed is for us to get a few others like the French who have been active in this area for intel and see if they want to go on a bag of Muslim campaign. That should only last a week or two. Since the Christian girls have been gone this long, it is clear that Nigerians either do not have the ability or they will, or the will to do this. So that's a very astute observation. And I got a flashback when he was talking about the French. Because under Eisenhower, American Marines were sent to Lebanon for the first time. And, for the second time. For the first time. And a buddy of mine who happened to be there said that when he saw the French troops, he says, like, the kids would come over, the Arab kids would come over and, you know, try and sell soda and, and do business with the American troops. He says when they went over to the French troops just beat them. he said they were rough, man. They were rough. So not everybody reacts the same way, huh? House creates Benghazi select committee with help from 7 Democrats. Oh, so there's 7 Democrats now involved in this. It was supposed to be 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats, I thought. We're getting the news here. This is more bipartisan than Obamacare. No Republicans voted for Obamacare. Check it out. 7 Democrats cross party lines and join House Republicans to elect a select committee. These Democrats were Ron Barber, Democrat of Arizona, John Barrow, Democrat of Georgia, Mike McIntyre, Democrat, North Carolina, Patrick Murphy, Democrat from Florida, Colin Peterson, Democrat from Minnesota, Nick Rahal, a Democrat from West Virginia, and Kyrsten Sinema, a Democrat from Arizona. And the resolution passed with 232 to 186. Well, if those are the Democrats that they're putting up there, I feel comfortable that this will be a good hearing. But if I saw people like the guy who sat up there with Issa, Daryl Issa, Cummings, I would be concerned because all he is a grandstander and a stick in the mud. So let's see what happens, and let's hopefully we'll get a good, clean investigation and let the chips fall where they may. But what's most important is the parents of those four Americans get their day of justice for their children. That's Sean Smith's mom. She remembers him when he was a little boy, when she could carry him on one arm. You know, and here's Mother's Day coming up, and here's a mother without her only son. And what did he do? He served his country. And is that a punishment now? So, having said that, we got to go do a tribute to the mothers for Mother's Day. I got a mom, you got a mom, even dear mom has a mom. I got a tune. Let me see if I can find it. If I can find it, you'll like it. You will like it. Here it is, Old Scotch Mother Mine.
In an old Scottish home that is dear to my mind lives an old Scottish mother, so gentle and kind. Trouble and care may have wrinkled her brow, but with thoughts sweet and tender I think of her now. Old Scotch mother mine, you are with me all the while. Your kind old eyes and your
Mother's Day is coming up. Chapter 13 in my book is dedicated to mothers. The book is The Spirit of America Party. And I have a picture, and it's American Revolution, a picture, I think it's the Battle of Trenton, and a Molly Pitcher, took her husband's place on the battlefield loading the cannon. And what happened was she came out to the battlefield to bring her husband his lunch. And he was dead, so she took his place on the battlefield. And that's what it says. I love rugged women. Women, and that is why I say women can save the nation. Only women can save the nation. You've got the most precious gift that God could ever give a woman, and that's a child. And you are his first teacher, or her first teacher. And that is, there is no more important role, because as you develop your national treasure, how he or she lives their lives depends a lot on you. So, I love rugged women. That's why I say only women can save the nation. They have always set the standards. Sadly, too many have chosen to lower the bar. But a culture is judged by the morality of its women. I am a mama's boy and will always be a mama's boy. And I'll give you the reasons why I believe mothers are the true grit of the spirit of America. No one sacrifices more. No one loves as deeply. No one contributes more than mom. In the beginning of your life, she leads you by the hand. And at the end of hers, hopefully, you will lead her by the hand. My wife says God really knows how to humble us. I once saw a skit where a very successful lawyer going over his own net worth workup finally finishes up late and locks up. As he steps out in the hall, he steps over a woman on her knees washing the marble floors. He says, "Good night, Ma." She says, "Good night, son." That's horrible, I agree. May it never be a reality, but a mother would do it for a son. A sad story happened just before Mother's Day. An 18-year-old girl dies in a new car accident, killing an innocent bystander. Minutes before, she was seen crying in her car with a guy who got out before she took off. She was the daughter of two doctors, and they brought her into her father's hospital. What can you say that will bring everybody back? Who was not listening? Gold Star mothers, your child has to die fighting for your freedom in order for a mom to become a Gold Star mother. Gold Star mothers visited Washington. Guess which senator refused to meet with them? Hint, they had no drug money or furniture. Last hint, as she voted to burn the flag. Say no more, I'm getting sick. It was Hillary Benghazi Clinton. How do you like the way the Palestinians justify murder? It's an old tactic used by wife beaters. Look what you made me do. They blame Sharon, but yet when they were dealing with pussycat Ehud Barak, it was the same old lie. Don't believe anyone who kills American sailors on TWA flights and athletes at the Olympics. They will kill you and me and sip tea at the same time. Now, before my heart gets hard, happy Ummi. That's Mother's Day, Mother's in Arabic Day. How sad. My mom said, go out and get a job and don't come home till you find one. In the Middle East, it's don't come home, do the job. How sad. Arafat had a situation where a girl came to him, said that she was doing evil things and she wanted to amend her life. So he said, why don't you become a martyr? So she blew herself up. It's like growing with love and tender care a beautiful flower for 18 years, and one day a stranger comes along and plucks it and says, grow me another. And this is a tribute to my mom. Who was she? She was from another country in another time. She was not the brightest, but she was sharp. She married a guy from another country in another time also. She was sharper than he was, but he was the head of the house, and she insisted upon it. and constantly reminded you of it. She made all the big decisions, such as, my father made all the big decisions, such as we should go to war with Russia. She made all the little ones on payday when he turned over his paycheck, like paying the rent, buying the kids' clothes, buying and cooking the food. Hang in there. Now I know where the Irish get that. I got a frog in my throat, and only beer can quench it. Like paying the rent, buying kids' clothes, buying and cooking food, raising five kids and catering to a bachelor brother who lived across the street with their mother. She learned American ways by picking up bits and pieces from the kids coming home from school. Her favorite song she sang while cleaning the house, Blue Skies. She liked gossip and dishing the dirt. She was rich. She had a purple coat. But when she was on her fourth child, liberated women would ask her, did you ever think of practicing birth control? And she would respond, it was against her religion, but would consider it when she gave birth to number 15. Rhythm was the Catholic form of birth control, and her favorite joke was, where am I going to get a band at 3 in the morning? She would pump you full of Celtic pride, and she had you believing we came from a clan of barons and earls. She was born in Glasgow in the God and God district. As a child on St. Paddy's Day, her mother would tie a big green bow in her hair and send her downstairs to play, and the Protestant kids would beat her up and trash her. She'd go upstairs crying to her mother, who would tie a fresh green bow in her hair and send her back down. Her father served in the British Army during the Boer War, and they used to vacation in Armagh Island. One at a time, they drifted over to the USA, make a buck, and send another one over, make $2, send another one over. Her husband was the only married son of a four brother and one sister family from Tipperary. They had a small farm. To hear his wife talk about it, this was a king's castle, blarney and all. Her greatest pride was her only real estate deal, where with no money down, she bought a cottage on a hill overlooking Greenwood Lake for $5,000, with payments of $60 a month. And hardly any taxes. In her golden years, she sold it for $44,000 and banked it and bragged. She was always talking about her last days, promising all her children and grandchildren the same inheritance. Her children would sometimes mock her murdering the English language, her pronunciation, words like aluminium. She would describe a sodomy as simonizing, and lesbians as leashbins. Yet, as she picked up their learning tab and donated the time to teach them the correct way, in her golden years she followed Wall Street and loved O'Reilly and Sean Hannity. I wonder why. As soon as there was breaking news, I heard it first. She became disillusioned with the Kennedys, and when I told her McCain was meeting with Tom Flagburn at Daschle in Arizona, she said, he's a sore loser. Poor Bush. Her husband passed away when he was 80. She lied about her age when they got married. He always thought he married a younger woman, but she got Social Security before he did. Now she's 91, and for the first time since she gave birth to her fifth child, she's in a hospital. She has a touch of pneumonia. Her kidneys are failing. Her breathing is labored, and she feels sorry for all those who die alone. She is the last of her family of three brothers and a sister. Yesterday, she was counting out tip money for the help. Today, she's making sure no one gets stuck with the bills. The rent for June is paid. The electric and the phone are paid. Her instructions are, do not resuscitate. And even at this hour, she is sharp and joking. She is looking forward to eternal rest and says over and over, I had a good life. Even to the end, as she's a doting mother. 2 hours before she leaves, I hum her the same favorite lullabies to sing me to sleep with. As she gets ready to sleep, she tells me words every man longs to hear. I love you, son. I kiss the hand that blessed me. Now it is I who turns out the light and says, good night, sleep tight. God bless you, Mom. So that's my tribute to mothers. And we'll do a tune. Let's see if we can find a good one. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
I was all right for a while. I could smile.
That's our show for tonight. We're going to close with the U.S. Marine Corps band playing Auld Lang Syne.